When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, indeed. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. All the principals here, John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, and you rolling with us. Technically, and as I pull the curtain back, we are doing the thing. It's a changing of the guard as we're heading into the 2025 season playoffs in the year of our Lord 2026. Always weird to do that. However, we have the banner up too.
Swarm City.
It says Swarm City. I love what they've done with it, right? Mm-hmm. So it says 2025 playoffs. That's in nice red. Of course, the background is the deep steel blue that you love, you know and love. Swarm has, it's like a diamond background to it. It looks like it is diamond, and it's got horns on it, and then City is nice script. And they're really leaning into the Swarm City mantra, and it seems like it has a certain, I wonder why they went with diamond. Is it the hardness of the diamond? Is that what they went with diamond for? Like, you know, something that's tough. Physical, but then also has a level of flash to it.
Gotta be it, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just being the art critic that's like, yes, clearly by blue they meant a freedom and an airiness. And it's like, no, it just meant blue.
No thinking like overthinking.
Just look cool.
They're probably like, yeah, we just wanted that color. Nope.
It looked cool.
No reason.
It does look cool,
although
though.
Although diamonds cut, you know.
Right? Yeah, they're the hardest material known to man.
They over there listening like, sure.
But the reason why I bring that up is that we're in the full playoff swing. We got our banner up. We've got the feelings going. And no position is more important, if I learned how to speak English and use the grammar and syntax. No position is more important in the National Football League and in football in general than the quarterback position. In fact, sometimes we'll oversimplify and we will rank things or judge things simply off of the quarterback. And so I don't want to go to that degree, but I am interested in how we are viewing the quarterback landscape of these playoffs. We kind of talk about the teams just in general and how it's kind of open and there's only a few teams that you really look at as dominant forces. But I kind of want to power rank the quarterbacks here. And it's all to the end of how are you viewing C.J. Stroud headed into these playoffs?
Well, I'm just looking at the AFC right now. Do you want to go by conference?
We can.
Because that's what matters.
But I kind of want to go all the way across if you want.
We will, but I'm like, what matters the most to us and Houston Texans fans right now is the AFC. I mean, it is a very clear number one.
Yeah, that's Josh Allen.
It's Josh Allen.
And you know what's annoyed me about this, and again, the reason why I put the disclaimer on the front side of this conversation is, have you seen all the people that as soon as the Ravens got knocked out in that final game, they're like, oh, well, Josh Allen now has to win it. No, he doesn't. How this works.
No, because the rush defense, we talked about it a little bit, because so many other factors, and a team might be better. They're the sixth
team,
seed.
The team around him sucks.
They're the sixth seed, yeah.
The team around him is not good enough. Yeah. Well, the team around him and James Cook, because James Cook is right along with him.
Yeah.
But everybody else, I look around and I go, hey, y'all the Pips.
Yeah.
It is Josh Allen, James Cook, and the Pips.
Yeah.
And so, but he very clearly is the best quarterback that we have going right now in the playoffs.
But then
in the AFC, right?
Then you look at it and you almost cannot have a wrong answer. Even though I would think most people would lean either Bo Nix or Drake May second, you know, choose your favorite flavor. But they both have questions. You know, they both have, not a lot of experience, really sort of just emerging, et cetera. Who would you put? Who would you put second?
It's rough because I think we also have, there's two facets. There is in the short term, in like their current form, how are they playing? And then there's a long term belief that you have.
Yeah.
And I think the answer that I would go with second, because of circumstance, because of current play, has a cognitive dissonance that's created because of a long-term question that you have with them. I think it's probably Trevor Lawrence.
I think it's Trevor Lawrence is certainly in the mix right there because of how he's playing right now.
But you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. You can't have a lot of confidence in him.
Or at least you haven't played. I mean, he got that contract, and we have to this point, or at least to this season, been like, ain't no way that you're paying him to do that. But the talent has been there ever since he was drafted and even in those earlier facets. it just hasn't come all together. And it feels like Liam Cohen has been the dude with the help of Jakobi Meyers sliding guys into the right place in this offense.
Did you hear
Liam
Cohen talking about him yesterday?
I didn't. I missed it.
Liam Cohen was talking about him like D'Amico talks about Togiai. I mean, he was raving.
And I imagine for Liam Cohen, right, and this is not to denigrate Baker Mayfield by any means, but you have all the aptitude and all you need is the dude who can drive. It's like you put this together, right? You're working on an F1 team, and your team has built the perfect car, right? You got the best car on the grid, but then you get your Lando Norris. I don't know who is actually at top. I forgot who won F1 this year. Please don't get me. I don't usually watch this. But you get your guy, your driver, that feels like he knows how to operate the car perfectly. That's what it feels like that he's doing there. So I understand that from his perspective.
Yeah. What's interesting is, you know, if you go how they're playing right now, I think it's Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence, and then you have Bo Nix and Drake May.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You putting them both on the same line?
I think I am.
Really?
Over Justin Herbert?
Ain't no way I'm putting
them over Herbert.
Actually, I feel weird because I have Drake May under T. Lawn. I might be doing too much there. We talked about this yesterday about the coaching and the ways that your offense coordinator and your head coach can probably help mitigate some of these things for Drake May. No, they will not be on the field, but yes, they can prime him and give him the best opportunity to be successful. Yeah. And if we're just talking about that recent time period, he's playing better than T. Law. Should I have put him above T. Law for the experience?
Recently?
Dude, he is
as
close to
Lawrence's numbers the last five games.
You're right, but he's as close to MVP caliber as we have.
Yeah, I think we kind of hold him back on Drake May because, you know, this is his first time here.
Experience.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting though?
At least he has to be third at the very least.
Yeah, I would put him third or fourth, tied with Bo Nix.
I don't think I could tie Bo. Really?
I'm telling you, I don't want to.
He's been playing solid, man.
It's hard to buy in, and then
he's doing just enough for them to win,
He is.
He ain't blowing nobody's skirt up or anything.
Well,
he's doing
just
enough.
Are we doing the thing where we're letting the remainder of what the Chargers are doing not have appreciation for what Justin Herbert has done?
I've always said, and for years, I've loved Justin Herbert. I just don't. I just can't buy in right now with the Herbert or the Chargers.
I think I'd put Herbert over Bo Nix.
You would?
I think I would.
Aaron Rodgers is still out there.
I do. Well, you say Aaron Rodgers. You know that we have not mentioned C.J. Stroud.
We have not.
So let's start having this conversation. Because at this point, it doesn't seem like we have a definitive. It feels like we have a 1-2-3 that we're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about C.J. Stroud as it relates to the remainder of the quarterbacks in the AFC playoffs at this moment?
I think he's just in the mix right behind those top three. It's choose your favorite. One, and I don't think it's necessarily because he's made some fantastic plays, man. He has made individually some fantastic plays, kept drives alive, made some big plays, big, you know, moments, et cetera.
Okay, plays, moments.
But that's not play.
That's not drives. That's not quarters. That's not halves.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's not necessarily all his fault. We've talked about it a million times. It's what they want out of him, you know. He's not, because it's always insulting when you say game manager. He's not that, but he's a cut above that.
So he should be in the same sentence as like a Bo Nix then.
Well, that's what's and that's why I wanted to unearth with trying to kind of stack the way that we felt about these quarterbacks. And I think it gets even more interesting when you start looking over at the NFC, but we could stick with the AFC at this point. And the question I have is, one, because again, you remember I set up the current run of form and the entirety of how you feel about this quarterback. How would you feel about CJ? Do you think that he's played his best football, or do you think that he's capable in this time period to elevate? Because I think that could also create, that could widen the margin. In fact, I think of anything that you have in the playoffs, the thing that gives you the most opportunity to widen your margin and give you a better chance of going deep in this is CJ Stroud raising his level. Mm-hmm. But the question I have is, considering the circumstances of the offense and how they've ran it and what they have available to them, how viable does that feel to you?
I just feel with C.J. Stroud, I just mentioned it. It's he's doing what they want him to do, and he's making the big plays when he sees the opportunity and gets it done. And that's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's how they win. It's what they want. Here's where it gets interesting. Let's quit dilly-dallying around. Let's put a number. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Where would he be in the AFC? Where would he be?
I want to put him right around where we are, 4, 5. But also, I recognize I'm having a hard time being as objective as I want to, because I'm really leaning on the good plays that I'm seeing him, the keyhole throws that he's having. And he also said that he felt like week 18 was probably his best grasp of, you know, orchestrating all the things in this offense. Can I project that forward?
Yeah.
But then also, can I talk about the instances where sometimes the pass protection elements that we talked about, where we go, some of that is making sure the coaches have him, give him an answer, and some of that is him making sure he utilizes those answers. I think that some of those also give me a little bit of pause. The reason why I wasn't willing to put Bo Nix immediately above him is I think that Bo Nix benefits from, he gets carried for a long period of time until he can get until the time where he can pull something beautiful out of this keister.
Who does that sound like?
Does that feel like CJ to you?
Who does that sound like? Oh, great defense. Who does that sound like?
That's fair.
Right?
I think a lot of people, though, especially if you watch the NFL and all that stuff, a lot of people in their hearts know that CJ Stroud is probably, they'll take CJ Stroud over Bo Nix.
All day, every day.
So we just kind of think in the playoff format.
Yeah, I'd put CJ over Bo.
Yeah, CJ Stroud would be CJ Stroud. We've seen it.
CJ over Justin?
But we can, no, hold on. We can agree on that. But if we're talking about how they're playing,
he's
playing exactly like Bo Nix.
And I'd still, I think that I would, if I'm going with where you're going, the tiebreaker is absolutely the long term. We've seen CJ be exquisite.
Oh, for sure.
So I think that the idea that could come exquisite. the diamond yes. on the banner got me to that place. I got to use the fancy words.
So one, Josh Allen.
Yes.
So stop me when you disagree. Two, Trevor Lawrence.
I'm fine with it.
Three, Drake May.
Yeah.
Four, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers.
Honestly, I was thinking Justin Herbert, maybe two or three.
Really?
I was like.
Yeah, I was thinking two
Herbert,
or three.
Four.
Herbert's such a weird circumstance because the rest of everything around him is crumbling, including his own body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the best that you can put C.J. Stroud is either five or six, depending on what you compare and contrast with Bo Nix. Well, actually, Aaron Rodgers is still out there as well. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's nuts.
And some of this is...
This is a playoff with no Patrick Mahomes, no Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
It's going to be incumbent on CJ to do what he's asked, first and foremost. But I think that...
Then do more.
That's going to be the thing.
We need rookie CJ Stroud out there, man.
If it
was rookie CJ Stroud, he would be number two.
For sure.
All right, nothing lower than three. Without question. And that's before we even talk about what's happening on the NFC side, where to be fair, there's some dicey ones in there, like Sam Darnold. I don't know how you feel about it. Matt Stafford is clearly the one that you throw up there.
Stafford one, Darnold two?
No, I don't feel confident enough about Sam Darnold.
The options are kind of limited.
Brock Purdy gets an interesting shout, and then Jordan Love gets an interesting shout.
Caleb Williams?
And although Jordan Love is coming off an injury, Caleb Williams would be an interesting shout as well.
By the way, Jalen Hurts is still playing.
He is. That offense in general is the thing that scares me in some ways. But yeah, this is a place where, if we're being realistic, CJ Stroud does not feel like he's top half quarterback, at least in the way that the current run of things. And that's understanding that the offense is somewhat has a governor on it and it's put in the place that it is, but him elevating his play, I think that shows that there's a lot of room here for him to elevate his play, for him to play his best football, and for him to make a huge difference in these playoffs.
Basically, what we're saying is, all right, it's time, CJ. It's time to show us that. Are they going to allow CJ to do those things?
And that's also a big underlying portion of this. Somebody said, Herbert, dude chokes in the playoffs, 60 rating. Come on, be real. And maybe I need to have more consideration for him in his playoffs.
I mean, are we talking about all of that stuff in it? Or are we
talking
about
I did do that with Drake May as a rookie in the playoffs. So it would only be fair for me to then bring up that Justin Herbert in the playoffs has had a little bit of a rough time. I think that is a fair point to make. But I'm also not going to go to the place where the 8-3-2 goes and they go, Texans won 12 games, so he is better than all the people who won 12 games. Wins are not a quarterback stat. And if there was ever a season in Texans history to show you that, this would be the one, mm-hmm. right? And I don't say that as somebody – I am not in a place where I'm trying to openly bash C.J. Stroud. But, yeah, how many of those wins do you want to put squarely at C.J.'s feet?
Yeah, Davis Mills got three of them. Mm-hmm.
So, but, again, I say all this not to knock on C.J. Stroud, but to point out this is where I think – the context of C.J. Stroud's season could very much change just off of the strength of him showing up and being excellent in these games. And even with me saying excellent, I don't even know that it needs to be
we might need to dig
the
into
incredible
this.
Plays. I think it's just do what he's done well in these stretches, especially in the stretch since he's come back, but do it for the entirety of a game as opposed to some of these stretches that it seems like it happens.
And again, we may need to dig in on this maybe even tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Will they even fathom the idea of allowing him to loosen the reins a little bit?
Well, let's talk about it. So that's a tease till tomorrow here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But for the time being, it's about that time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got for us, man?
Yeah, so some local thieves broke into a store by cutting through the wall. You'll never guess what they was in there trying to get.
Oh, I got to find this out. I am so excited about this. We'll find out next.